Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Darko Buderets. Darko is the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a busy time, of course, the various symphonies around the state performing, even this weekend in Butte and in Helena. There's been fine pianists coming in. You've got a special event that's kind of a new thing, an event with a solo recital with the guest artist, a family event, you're even showing a film. It's Beethoven Week coming up, starting this coming Friday. Maybe say something about the idea of expanding the regular symphonic weekend.
It was several circumstances coming together at the perfect time to allow us to, as you said, expand the concert weekend. Normally, we're very fortunate. We bring very good artists into town, and we present a pair of concerts for every classical performance that we do. We reach out to about 2,000, 2,400 people every weekend. It's great. But what happened with this particular instance is that we were able to expand the schedule. It started with the programming of Beethoven's Choral Fantasy, which is a work for piano, chorus, and orchestra. We found a fantastic pianist. Her name is Lisa Smirnova. She actually is winner of the BBC Recording of the Year Award in 2012. So really a premier pianist, somebody that, in my opinion, is one of the best soloists I've ever had a chance to bring. Not only is she playing with the orchestra and the chorus, on the same concert, she's also performing the fourth piano concerto. So really, not only do you see a great artist, but you get to see two pieces with her. And said, well, why don't we take this idea and expand it further? So she's actually going to do a recital 1 week earlier. So now, all of a sudden, you have 7 days of music celebrating Beethoven. And that's how the idea of Beethoven Week came about. So we've added the screening of a film at the Wilma, Immortal Beloved with Gary Oldman, a classic film. So that will actually be a fundraiser for the orchestra. The tickets are $10 per person, but almost all the money raised will go to the Missoula Symphony. It's a great event. And on top of that, we're doing a family event at the Top Hat on Friday, March 7th. So really a full week of events celebrating what definitely could be said as the greatest composer who ever lived.
It does seem like this really gives you an opportunity to expand your audience. Orchestras around the country are trying to do more and more family-friendly events and family concerts. But even the screening of a film, for example, put on by the symphony seems like something that would draw an audience and maybe introduce an audience to your music and your offerings regularly that wouldn't otherwise be there.
Absolutely. My whole idea as music director of the Missoula Symphony is to deepen the impact that music has in our community. So it's reaching out to more people and doing it to the highest quality level possible. So this really does fit into the whole larger mission of what we're trying to do with the orchestra. So much for smaller orchestras in the country is about creating relationships with your community and having a chance to deepen that. And this is one of the ways to do it.
Well, this guest artist, Lisa Smirnova, that's coming to perform with the symphony and do this special solo recital. She'll be doing some Beethoven sonatas and some other things, coming all the way from Vienna to be part of this event. Say something about her, and I suppose also this really wonderful opportunity to hear an artist in two really different settings. Three, I guess, if you talk about the two different performances during the big symphony concert.
I've worked with Lisa many times, actually. We first performed Mozart Piano Concerto, the Jeune Homme, number 9, about 3 years ago in Belgrade. And we really hit it off because we have very similar views of what the classical style is. So Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn, we've done quite a few concerts together, and this is a type of repertoire nowadays where it's difficult to find somebody who has similar views as you. There's so many ways to perform Beethoven. It's been around for 200 years. Everybody's got their own idea. So when you have somebody who you really click with, it's very special. This was a no-brainer for me if we're going to do a concert with Beethoven to bring somebody like Lisa. What's cool about her is she's a Russian pianist who studied in Vienna. Now, let's say we can generalize and say, you know, there's a typical Russian pianist that is fantastic on all the Russian repertoire, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninov. That's kind of the cliche on the circuit, is that's what the winner of the Tchaikovsky competition is expected to play. You know, they have a name you can't pronounce and make sure they play Rachmaninov. In case of Lisa, her background was that she actually grew up very much in the Central European tradition, and the music she loves and that she performs the best is Viennese music, classical music. It's been a real treat to talk to her, to learn from her, to collaborate with her on this particular repertoire. So Even the concert that she's doing by herself actually is a reflection of Beethoven. There's two Beethoven sonatas, and she's doing two of the best-known ones, Moonlight and Tempest, really fantastic works, and something that the audience is intimately familiar with. But then a Handel work to start, and really Beethoven did learn quite a bit from Handel in terms of the piano writing. And then Liszt to end as a way to see where Beethoven's ideas went in the future. So Liszt was very much inspired by Beethoven. So a very neat program there for the solo recital.
I'm talking with Darko Budorets today, the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony. We're talking about Beethoven Week, a number of events coming up. The full schedule is at missoulasymphony.org, or you can call 721-3194. The first event is the recital with Lisa Smirnova. It's Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall at the University of Montana Missoula campus. The screening of the film Immortal Beloved will be Sunday the 2nd at the Wilma Theater in Missoula, the family-friendly event Friday the 7th at the Top Hat Lounge, and then the concert weekend at the Denison Theater. The Saturday evening and Sunday matinee performances will be the 8th and 9th of March. Talk about the program that you put together. Guest soloist, full orchestra, chorus, the full thing. This is a big concert for you in the year.
Actually, this is the first time I've ever done an all-composer concert, so that we only play music one composer. Beethoven was really an obvious choice in this case. So the first half features two really well-known works. It's the Egmont Overture and the Fourth Piano Concerto, both one of the most played works in the concert repertoire, probably. The Fourth Piano Concerto in particular is my absolute favorite. I think it's intimately inspired work and really a treat to be able to perform it. The second half features the chorus, features the pianist and vocal soloist. So it's really a variety of works and a lot of them which are not so well known. The Choral Fantasy was, in a way, a precursor to what the Ode to Joy would become. It was written about 10 years earlier, has very similar melody. The form is very similar to the Ode to Joy. It's almost like a draft. And it's neat because it uses the piano. Beethoven himself was a pianist, so he would play the solo. There's a chorus. It's an inspiring text. And then the orchestra kind of ties the three different elements together. We're also going to perform a couple of excerpts from Fidelio. There's the Prisoner's Chorus. Beethoven was very much influenced by ideas of the French Revolution, so the idea of liberty was very strong to him, a very inspiring work from his opera Fidelio. The quartet from Fidelio, which is maybe one of the most beautiful things he ever wrote. And then to top things off, a rarely heard work based on Goethe's poetry, which is Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage. So a wide variety, some not very well-known music, and then some really best of things that we know and love about Beethoven.
This has been something that's been in the works for some time. You programmed pretty far in advance. But obviously a passion of yours, and one would hope that your enthusiasm is what comes through as well and when you're celebrating someone that's as well-known as Beethoven, for example. So how do you go about that? I mean, some of it's programming, of course, and some of it is bringing this larger work to life here in Montana.
Beethoven has been one of my favorite composers from very early on. It's a real treat to be able to perform some of the works that rarely get heard. I've never heard Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage cantata before, prior to programming it. The idea was to involve the choir more, and it's a really neat work, exceptional, just unbelievable opening, really mysterious and still and calm. Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, right? So very neat program for me to be able to conduct.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful week that the Missoula Symphony has put together. I've been speaking today with Darko Budorets, the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. For more information, you can go to the website missoulasymphony.org or call 721-3194. We'll also post on the Montana Public Radio website the schedule. This coming Friday, the wonderful guest pianist Lisa Smirnova will be performing a recital at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall at the University of Montana Missoula campus. The screening of the film Immortal Beloved will be Sunday, March 2nd at the Wilma Theater. The family-friendly event at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula is Friday the 7th, concert weekend, and then the Beethoven performance with the Missoula Symphony Orchestra and the Missoula Symphony Chorale. Soloists and guests will be the 8th and 9th with the evening concert on Saturday and the Sunday matinee as well. Darko Budorets, thank you so much for coming in. Great luck with Beethoven Week.
Thank you so much, Michael.